More news stories now. Book benches are installed across the city to celebrate its literary status. Aldi crossing woes continue as more disruptive barriers are put up, and falling debris in Elm Hill causes alarm.
Pages as well as heads are turning in Norwich as book benches have been installed at locations across the city. This summer is the beginning of a new chapter in Norwich, the City of Stories, with a project celebrating its UNESCO status as City of Literature. The city centre has been enhanced by the introduction of a new trail of permanent book benches made using stone, metal or wood in 8 locations. It has been made possible by the Experience Project, which includes Norfolk County Council, Norwich City Council and Norwich Business Improvement District in collaboration with the National Centre for Writing. 4 of the 8 benches have been installed so far, which are at Upper St Giles Street, Rampant Horse Street, St Martin Palace Plain and Riverside.
The clamour for canine companions during COVID lockdown has been blamed for a significant rise in the number of people being treated in hospital for dog bites in Norfolk. Breeders reported soaring demand during the pandemic, with working from home making dog ownership a possibility for more people. But increased dog ownership has coincided with the number of dog bite wounds being treated in hospitals rising by almost a third in the last year, the highest annual rise since 2011. Experts say there has been an increase in behavioural issues, including aggression in dogs taken on as pets during the pandemic. Lockdown owners were more likely to be first-time dog owners. They were also less likely to seek out breeders that performed health testing or view their puppy in person, while the pandemic made dog training more difficult. Dr. Samantha Gaines, head of companion animals at the RSPCA, said, "We don't ever expect our own dogs to bite, but all dogs can. It doesn't matter what size or breed they are. Parents and guardians naturally love the idea of their children having a close bond with the family dog, and in many cases they do. But having a close bond doesn't mean that the dog will never bite."
There was a near miss in historic city street Elm Hill as part of a disused building's wall crumbled and crashed to the ground. A man walking nearby was thankfully able to dodge the debris and potentially serious harm. The former art gallery at number 34 has been causing quite a stir in the medieval street as bits of the building fall into the street on an almost daily basis. Lisa Bambridge, who owns the neighbouring jewellery shop Stoned and Hammered, has been left wondering, what if after the accident? She said, "Luckily, I was not here when it actually fell down. I was weirdly running late, so I can only imagine what would have happened if I was on time." Anne, who owns the coin shop, told me about it. Number 34, Elm Hill, has been left in a state of disrepair since the art gallery moved out. "Bits have been falling off every day, and I've gone out to go and sweep it all up." It is understood that the City Council have been informed about the issue.
Local traders have joined the ongoing row over a pedestrianised city street, arguing the mishandling of the closure is damaging their businesses. Norwich's Exchange Street is currently a pedestrian and cycle zone between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. every day after changes made by Norfolk County Council in 2020. Traffic heading into St Giles Street and Bethel Street next to the Forum continues to grind to a halt at peak periods, leading to queues of vehicles. Emily Duke, from the city's award-winning DIY store Thorns said, "We've written to everyone we can, but no one seems to be listening. The way they are doing this is damaging our businesses. Before 10 a.m, the road is now heavily congested. Suppliers are refusing to deliver to us because of the restrictions or demanding we pay more for deliveries. We're almost being forced to send our delivery vehicles down Pottergate, which doesn't feel right. It's far too narrow. We have to be able to get supplies to our businesses, and nobody seems to want to listen." Traffic jams occurred repeatedly during the Christmas period last year as the County Council's highways team employed traffic marshals to enforce the contentious closure. This prompted Chief Executive of the Forum, Tim Bishop, to warn the authority of problems for businesses in the area unless it is managed properly. "These are traders in the street who were supposed to be getting a real benefit from the closure," he said, "but due to the way it's been handled and the fact that the businesses were not listened to and are still not being listened to means it's not working out that way."
The ongoing Cossey Crossing saga has continued after huge barriers were put up, causing more disruption to an already busy road. Commuters have criticised supermarket giant Aldi for not installing the crossing in William Frost Way when it should have after the supermarket opened in Longwater Retail Park. Norfolk County Council have said that all parties involved, including house builder Persimmon, are looking to bring forward the crossing as soon as possible. But in the meantime, pedestrian access remains a problem.
Students from around the world will soon be able to experience their new city digs, which have been revealed. The white protective sheets around former office building St Crispin's House in Duke Street have been removed and scaffolding is coming down. The 1970s office building was abandoned, having once housed the stationery office, providing extra space for the neighbouring Sovereign House. Construction giant McAleer and Rush has transformed the building into a 684-bed student accommodation block, which will be run by student housing provider Yugo, with prices starting at £175 a week. The completion date for the £420 million converted office space was announced for August the 31st, with students officially moving in on September the 16th.